This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading question on your mind and you have watched all of the material and you have not asked a question before, what you do is go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP. You fill out the form, and then I will typically get back to you within 48 hours. And one quick note on that question asking. One question I'm getting a lot of recently, I didn't really get it much before, but I'm getting it a lot now, is people wanting me to backtest indicators and entire trading systems for them. And this is a ridiculous request. Please don't ask me that. I'll save you the question now if you were thinking about it. Ask me something different. Backtesting is time consuming, and that is your job. And along those same lines, don't ask me a question like, so I have this indicator. What do you think of this system? Because I'm not really going to know, because the only way to know these things is to backtest it. And like I said before, I wasn't getting these questions often until probably the last 2 or 3 weeks. So I just want to go ahead and put that out there now in case anybody was thinking about that. Please just don't. Do your own work and do a thorough job. We just had a trading video come out called How to Lose. And one of the biggest things I talked about in that video is just how important the backtesting phase actually is. I would be willing to bet pretty good money that a lot of you are not putting full effort into the backtesting phase. And if you don't, this is you setting yourself up to fail later. The backtesting part is where you build the foundation of your home, the home you're going to live in and trade out of. So it's really important to be meticulous here. And since the market is very slow, you have time to do this. Take advantage of this time. Come up with great indicators. Come up with great systems. And have a few of them ready to go. Because the very next step you are going to take just happens to be the topic for episode 42. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 42's question is from Dante from Ruston, Louisiana. Go Tech. Dante sent me an email all the way back in episode 21, I think, when I talked about backtesting, saying how much he liked that episode. And then the very next question he had was, are you going to do a video on forward testing? So, short answer, long answer. Short answer, no. I'm going to do a podcast about it. Instead, I think it's a better place for it. But there are quite a few steps involved in the forward testing part as well. Like we were just saying, I think a lot of people didn't really put as much effort into the backtesting phase as they could have, even though, especially in the blog, I'm going to link that blog down below on this episode too, I gave you a step-by-step everything, so you could be as detail-oriented as possible. And I want to be able to do the same thing here with forward testing, even though it's going to be a little bit different here, to where backtesting had its very own blog in terms of how to best set it up. With forward testing, you are going to want to go back to the journaling podcast, the blog I did for that, which I will also link down below. I can't remember off the top of my head what episode that was. But the link will be in the show notes and in the description on YouTube, and you can just go right to that. But I have written down, looks like, 7 different things that you need to really know and be aware of when you are forward testing. And by forward testing, what I mean is taking the absolute best algorithms that you were able to come up with and actually trade them in real time on demo. Like I mentioned in the last trading video, the results are most likely going to be worse, but that's okay. That's natural. You can still come up with something really good. But a lot of people skip this forward testing step, and they go straight from backtesting something that got insanely good results straight to trading real money. And boy, does reality hit them right in the face. And I'm glad it does. I'm glad these people end up losing money. They needed to. Because instead of doing it right, they did it quick. No patience. And that's what you get when you don't have patience. So absolutely make sure you're doing this. And when you do, here are the things to remember. First off, and I think this kind of goes without saying, but I think I need to say it, is you need to commit. You need to understand this is going to be a commitment. This is like just like you trading in real life. Your efforts from this point on have to mirror that. You can't miss days. You can't just decide you're going to be too lazy and not put a stop loss in. You can't just not manage your trades. You can't take a few losses and then decide you're going to throw a Hail Mary and go for one really big trade to even it all out. You know these are stupid moves that you would never do with real money. So don't do it here either. Like I said before, this could be an audition. This could be the results that you shop around to other people or a firm. So they need to be as true to life as humanly possible. No hitting the reset button, no being lazy. Trade exactly as you would if a hedge fund ended up coming in and giving you $1 million to trade with. This must be as real as possible. And doing it this way is really good too, because this is going to give you confidence going forward when you actually do start trading real money. Because then all you have to do is just duplicate what you just did. It's just like the analogy I gave in the last trading video about learning your lines before you go up on stage. You have to read the script first, then you have to rehearse your lines, then you have to get up on stage. If you skip the middle part and you just read the script and then try to get up there on stage and memorize your lines, you're going to freak out. You need to rehearse your lines, and this rehearsal has to be as real as humanly possible. And you also need to understand this commitment is going to be right about 6 to 12 months like we talked about before. You need to allow this thing time to go through different market cycles. Super dead markets like we have right now is great to forward test through because you need to see how this system holds up. A dead market like this can come around at any time, and you don't want a market like this eating up your entire account. You need a system that can survive this and mitigate the damage. And you also need that same system to maximize the amount of pips you do get once things really do start getting good. Because as we talked about before, it's chaos theory. It will. It's how this market has been ever since Spot Forex has started. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, maybe I don't want to commit to one system for 6 to 12 months. You know, what if it doesn't work? Well, good news. In this forward testing phase, you can test multiple systems. I'm doing it right now. I still back test, I still forward test, and when I forward test, I maximize efficiency by having, let's see, right now I have the one for oil, and I have three altogether that I'm forward testing all at the same time. You can open up three separate demo accounts on pretty much any broker platform out there, and when it comes down to charting, it's really easy. You just go to templates in your MT4, and you can save different little algorithms that you have put together, so you can trade all three of them. And it doesn't take a very long time. If you want to go back to the indicators basics video I did, I'll try to link that one down below as well. It shows you how to pretty much go through all 28 currency pairs in a very short amount of time. And then you just keep doing it with the other systems that you're trying to forward test. It's not difficult. But to maximize efficiency on this and to make sure that if this thing doesn't work out the way you thought it was going to work, that you don't have to completely start over again. Because if this thing doesn't work, you are going to have to completely start over again. Have a few of them running at the same time. Maximize efficiency here. So another point that I want to mention, and this is going to be really hard to do for some of you, and I think it goes without saying, but maybe it doesn't. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Do not set goals for what you want this thing to accomplish in the end. Does that sound crazy to anybody? Do you guys know why I bring this up and why I say it? I say it because it doesn't matter what the goal is. When you forward test, you are just seeing how this thing performs over a set amount of time. That's it. If you have this goal you're trying to shoot for, you are setting yourself up to not follow your system the way it's supposed to be followed. At this point, you really run the risk of having your emotional self jump in and do something you shouldn't be doing. Decide before you even start forward testing how many months you're going to go with this thing, write it down, go that long, look back, and see what kind of results it gave you. That is all you are doing. No predetermined goals. I just don't want anybody out there making that mistake. Now, the last two points I have here have to do with patience. I know a lot of you guys are really excited and you want to try and turn pro as soon as possible. That's natural. But taking this step too early is one of the biggest mistakes you can possibly make. Why would you even think of going pro unless you have a system that you can trade that you know for a fact works 3 years back and 6 to 12 months forward? Why would you enter the pro arena with anything less than that? Qué loco. And knowing that, if you forward test these systems out and they don't give you good enough results that you can feel really confident in, again, you are going to have to start over, and that is fine. I say it all the time. How much longer do you plan on living? Even if you're a senior citizen, you got a lot of time ahead of you. This is worth however much time you put into it to get it right. Because I guarantee you, if you go pro too early, you're just going to fail and have to start over anyway. The only difference is if you go pro too early, you're going to be down a lot of money. On top of it all, keep that money in your pocket until you're ready. My main goal for this entire podcast, my entire YouTube channel, and my entire website is not to turn out professional Forex traders. It's to turn out successful professional Forex traders. You turning pro is not a success story. You turning pro and having sustainable success and being able to do it for years is a success story. And when that day comes, for a lot of you, I want you to hit me up. Just send me an email and let me know about it. That's all I want. But the last point I want to make here, and this also goes along the lines of patience, and I save this till last for a good reason, but you can choose to do this or you can choose not to do this. I am okay with either one. But you may want to delay the forward testing phase until all six pieces of the algorithm are revealed. Does it make sense why you would probably want to do that? Having something you're forward testing right now and then injecting another piece in there is not a good idea. When I say I tweak my system as I go, I don't just add something or subtract something and just go right on trading. I go through the entire process of backtesting and forward testing and making sure that whatever I'm adding plays well with my entire system 3 years back and 6 to 12 months forward. Doing anything less than that when you are trying to add or subtract something into your system is a bad idea. You don't know how that new change is going to perform. You can guess, but you don't know. And taking it all the way back to the beginning of this podcast episode, half-assing the testing phase is going to hurt you down the road. Now, the good news for some of you who are already in the forward testing phase is you may not need this last part to be really successful. Like I said a while back, all the last three pieces of the algorithm do is help eliminate losses that your confirmation indicator gives you. So this last piece is just another step in that process. So for those of you forward testing systems right now, don't get too bummed out. And also know that we are not very far away from revealing that last piece. But for the rest of you, if you just want to keep firing away on your backtesting and putting really, really good systems together, then taking your top systems and adding that last little piece in and then running a quick backtest so you can forward test it right after, that might be the best move. You guys understand? I really hope I don't have any brand new people to the podcast that landed on episode 42 because they are not going to know what we're talking about. Like I said before, some podcasts and some videos I make for brand new people more so, and then some I make for my subscribers. And this is for the no-nonsense Forex traders who understand my vernacular and understand what we do here. But there will be no blog for this episode, so I hope you guys have written these things down. If not, you can always go back. But definitely keep this in mind because the testing phase is so supremely important. If there are holes in your testing, there is going to be holes in your trading. The forward testing phase is going to expose the holes you made in your back testing, and this is a really good thing. It's also going to give you experience with this system you have created, which is also what you need to take that next step to the pro level as well. The whole forward testing phase can be a wonderful, fruitful, exciting experience. You just have to allow it to be, and you have to do it properly. This is why I highly recommend journaling on this phase. Please go take a look at that blog if you haven't already. And be meticulous here. You can be meticulous and you can also be relentless. That's a fantastic combination. And while the markets are dead, this is the perfect time to get this whole thing in motion. So take advantage of this week ahead and make this happen. Go get it.